The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Picked off by Westbrook. It's a four-on-one. Westbrook, oh, the runner! Westbrook pulls it up. Yes. Harden pops it out. Here's Curry for three. Inbounds. With that hesitation move on Robertson, who stepped away, and Harden knocks down a three. It is a one-point game down to 10 seconds. Ariza will inbound. Harden, played by Durant, gets it inside or tries to. Howard can't get to it. And Westbrook moves to the front court. Draws the foul with 3.5 remaining. Open shot here for Beverly, and back to work. Oklahoma City able to hang on for the win. They go to 49-22. They've won five in a row.
You know, I saw Steven Adams up. You know, KD was on the ball, Steven Adams was up, and Dwight was, you know, kind of on the block, a little bit, you know, under the block. And, you know, Deion Waiters is over there by himself, you know, so I lobbed to the rim to Dwight, you know, or Jay in the corner. You know, I threw it off a big fella just to go get it and hopefully make a play, you know, either, you know, lay the ball up or kick it out to Jay. And it just didn't end up that way.
And the Rockets dead stare? Really, are we surprised at all by these guys anymore? Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. If you text, if you walk in wearing your Rockets jersey, all excited from last night's loss. However you want to.
Is the social media intern out there wearing Rockets gear today?
I didn't notice. Oh. So,
John?
Yeah.
I don't think he's here today.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay.
This is the day of the week that he eats. A lot of people
don't know. The day of the month. Yeah. Anyway, put odds on it. That's how we play today. So let's have some fun. I don't know what's going on with the computer here, John, but the screen where we usually have the call thing. Ah, there it is.
There it is.
Ah, see?
Don't panic, Fred.
I wasn't panicking. I was just mentioning that it was all blue. I'm not good at this, but I know it's not supposed to be all blue.
Okay.
There's supposed to be like a gray thing in the middle with names that I can't read, and that's where we are. So anyhow, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's have some fun today.
Is someone really already on the phone lines?
Apparently so.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
we'd never take calls in the first segment. In the history of time,
I know.
Not taking calls.
It's always funny to me. The first segment's always, we just do what we do. And then, if you have a good call, a lot of times we'll get you on the second segment. But maybe he just wants to make sure he's in line.
I guess.
But if it's a really crappy call, well, see, now he hung up. See,
good call, bro. Yeah.
There you go. Just
call back in 15 minutes. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there and wait on the line.
Yeah.
Basically,
coming out of the 4:15 break, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
And I got to be honest, I've been doing this long enough that if you sit on the hold all day, I don't feel bad for anybody who does that. Because at this point, I mean, if we don't get to your call in 20, 30 minutes, just hang up. It's not worth it.
No, of course.
We're not that great to talk to, I promise.
No, we're not that. We're not even friendly. And just if you call in and say, I want to talk about Vince Young to the Texans, you're going to stay on hold the entire show.
Yes.
Unless we feel like just...
Maybe till tomorrow.
Maybe. Maybe until early tomorrow morning. Maybe Mike and Michael put you on.
That's possible. They won't take that call. No way.
Anyway, what's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
About the same. More stuff than sports. Just you know, another day where I spent a lot of time actually working. So
yeah, what's going on with you? You do a lot of work lately.
Well, just trying to
Just trying to build our little business up here.
All right.
And it's slowly starting to work. But
good for you.
Yeah, it's just it's fun, but it's also getting right now where it's – and plus Sam Houston starts back up this week, which I'm excited about, but that's having to do quarter horse picks when I have no numbers on any of these things.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer than – yeah. In 2 weeks, it'll be really easy. But right now, because they're all coming from different places, and I didn't follow the quarter horses the way I did the thoroughbreds this year, so it took me a lot longer to do Friday and Saturday picks than I expected. Mike, what are the odds? Harden turning the ball over in the clutch shock, no one.
James Harden is on pace to set the NBA record for turnovers in a season. That's a stat that, while impressive, is probably not something that you grow up hoping that you'll one day own the record for, right?
Hmm.
That's a large amount, and it's.
I don't know. Is that the kind of record you want to say you were the greatest in NBA history at something?
I mean, you're number one all time. That's, I mean, I guess you're in the record book.
Because you have to be good enough to be in the game long enough to do that.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just be a scrub, because if all you do is turn the ball over, then you're not getting in there.
Yeah, that's tough. That's, I mean, it's in a way, it's good to be at the top of the food chain. But that's one of those that I'd probably prefer to not be.
I guess if you're making a list of things you'd want to be known for, that's probably near the bottom.
Yeah.
In fact, that or fouls. What would be worse?
I mean, at least a foul. Sometimes fouls can be useful.
Yeah.
Turnovers never good.
No.
That is never a good thing. I mean, sometimes it's a good thing to foul the other team. It's never a good thing to hand them the ball.
No, because especially the way the Rockets turn the ball over, which is usually handing the team the ball with a layup the other way.
Yeah.
That's a stat that I would love to see, because I bet the Rockets lead the league in easy turnovers that lead to baskets. Some turnovers are going to lead to baskets, and I know you get points off turnovers, but I mean ones where you don't have a guy back defensively.
Right.
So.
Well, not good. Not good. I think we can agree. That's a bad thing to be the best at.
Well, then they have that big one with the Jazz, so we'll see if they bounce back. Because that game is probably more important in terms of where they are.
They won one, or they lost one, which means they're due to win one, right?
Theoretically. That's what 500 teams do, right?
That's what they've done pretty much all year, is they'll win one, and you'll go, oh, nice. And then they'll lose one, and you go, oh, yeah. That's what they are.
And what's funny is that there haven't been a lot of games like last night where they were actually in it. Most of the time this season, it's been a blowout, or they make a late run to make it close, but they really were never in it. Or they win pretty easily against, and you don't see it coming. And that's what's frustrating, because you say, hey, you know what? That's a pretty good win. They just beat the crap out of that team. Maybe they're turning it around. And then the next game, no.
But then they're not.
No, so they're... I'm so out on this team.
Yeah, right, I'm now. Telling you, my apathy has been set in with me for some time. I just don't care. There's nothing about this team that interests me right now, other than, you know, seeing how ridiculous this season turns out to be. And so far, they're doing a good job with that. I mean, I think that, you know, those four teams kind of that are fighting for that 6, 7, 8, 9, I guess. Portland, Dallas, Utah, and Houston. I probably like the Blazers the best, and then the Rockets. But they're all pretty much the same. You know,
I think those are the two most talented of those guys, but that doesn't mean getting in either.
Do you really think that whether it's the Thunder or the Spurs or the Warriors, the teams that those teams are all hopeful they'll get to play, do you think any of those teams are like, oh, I'd really hate to see this team round one? Or do they look at those and just go, all right, well, there's our meat? Because that's how they should feel. Because, I mean, those teams are so much – and really the Clippers, the Grizzlies are
– a playoff Clipper, who knows?
That's true.
We've seen enough of them. I would not mind – if I were trying to get a spot, I'd want that five spot because I've seen playoff Clipper, though.
Of course, you'd much rather play the Clippers than those other teams, but I'd also say the Clippers are closer to. I mean, they're nowhere in the conversation with these bottom half of the team guy or of the league guys. They're almost in their own. Well, I like to put them in the same tier as the Thunder, because I refuse to put the Thunder in that top tier with Golden State and San Antonio. I just refuse. And I said this yesterday, and I've fact checked it now. The Thunder are closer to the Jazz than they are to the Warriors, so that's why I refuse to put them there. But I think the Thunder and Clippers are in that second tier, and it's almost Thunder second tier, Clippers third tier, and then everybody else fourth tier. Hmm. But I really think that it's – I mean, and Rocket fans, I know they want to get in the playoffs, but if they make the playoffs and they get – four games against the Warriors, is anybody excited? You can't possibly be. You can't possibly even be hopeful at that.
You know what's going to happen. They'll miss the playoffs. That one ping pong ball will come through, and they'll get Ben Simmons, and you'll have another Rocket that you hate.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing, because now you'd have five more years of having to bitch about a Rockets player you don't like. That'd be awesome. In fact, I'm going to root for that. I'm going to root for the lottery. Get the one ping pong ball to come through, and they get Ben Simmons.
Yeah. That won't happen, though.
No, it won't, but it'd be funny.
Because
your head would explode.
My head would explode. Imagine Ben Simmons and James Harden together. What a show that would be.
Oh, you would love that. You'd buy season tickets, man. Hey, guys, Easter's right around the corner, and my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers are helping you pick out your own discount this Easter. Just their way of saying Happy Easter. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get fitted with the right bed, and then you're going to play and win for even bigger discounts anywhere. Okay, you're already saving a bunch of money at Texas Mattress Makers because they make the mattress right there and sell them directly to you. If you go and try to buy the same mattress at a retail store, they're going to mark the price up. It's going to cost you a bunch of money. So you're already saving at least 50% off of what you're going to spend there. But now, you're going to save even more. Anywhere from 5 to 50% more off factory prices, only for my friends at Texas Mattress Makers. How it's basically going to work, they're going to have an Easter egg hunt. You're going to go egg hunting, and if you find the egg for 50%, you're going to get 50% off. You find the egg for 5%, you're going to get that. So you're going to save more money than you usually would at Texas Mattress Makers, so they're going to make it fun for you. So go check them out, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Do it right now. Make it an Easter to remember. Tell them I sent you. They're great, great people over there. They will take care of you. They love the Blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com. And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Looks like we might be getting a little rain out there, so be careful because it's Idiot Driver Day.
No.
It's any day that ends in a Y in Houston is Idiot Driver Day, so be careful out there. All right. Now we'll take a phone call. Let's try Sam. What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing, sports?
We're doing sports as well.
So I have my What Are the Odds? The story came out today that I saw. Apparently, Nike completely butchered a deal they could have made with Steph Curry in terms of a shoe deal. Apparently, they didn't even pronounce his name right, used the recycled Kevin Durant PowerPoint, and now he's worth over $14 billion, supposedly. So I guess my what are the odds question is, what are the odds that he surpasses that $14 billion valuation, and how bad Nike screwed this up, man? I'll listen to what you have to say.
I mean, listen, I don't think Nike's losing any sleep because they print money.
Yeah, and they've still got the biggest athletes in the world for the most part. I think it's a funny story, and I saw it, but it's also one that I don't know that I 100% buy. And it's from Del Curry. And
yeah.
I don't know. I know it got a lot of runs. Like, oh, they blew it with their PowerPoint and they mispronounced his name and all that. I'm not really. Yeah. I don't think he's hurting for money, and I don't think they're hurting for money.
Yep.
So I guess I just can't get too worked up over it, mostly because I'm not sure I buy it.
Yeah, I don't know what the real story is. I'd like to hear Nike's side of the story before I just, you know, assume that the guy's dad is telling the 100% truth.
Right.
But, you know, I've heard something about Steph Curry wanted someone who would put Bible scriptures on his shoes, and I don't know what the true story is, honestly.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to come back now when you're about to be the two-time MVP and have your dad come out and say something like that. Where was that story 2 years ago? Or where was that story when it happened?
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds I have so many freaking giveaways today that I don't know what to do?
I've heard you guys discussing that. It seems like there's quite a bit.
Yeah, we have. Okay, so here's what we have today. We have spots in the beer pong tournament at Christian's.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I have 16 of those to give away. We'll do our Quaker Steak and Lube gift card at 6:15 when we do our What Are the Odds game. I have Final Four Fan Fest tickets, and I don't have them yet, but I have Sam Houston tickets for Saturday night because we need to start giving those away because that's Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we are going to shower you guys with gifts today simply because we love you. So here's what we're going to
so
do.
So generous.
Well, I love the people. Even the ones that hate me, I love them. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away four spots right now to the beer pong tournament at Christian's tomorrow. So don't call for this one unless you're coming out to Christian's tomorrow. I want to play in the beer pong tournament. But you get a whole team here, you and your buddy. It's the first ever 97.5 beer pong tournament. Tomorrow at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights, you and your buddy can play your way to the championship and the grand prize. All participants must be 21 years of age or older. They must sign in by 5:30 before the tournament begins. And for details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. First four of you who are going tomorrow, and we'll play by those rules, and you'll have to hold on while they get your name and stuff. You're playing beer pong tomorrow, 713-780-3776. So there you go. We'll get four of those knocked out, just like that. Texter wants to know, is AJ a Tribe Called Quest fan?
I was a I was. I shouldn't say I am. I mean, I still enjoy listening to their old stuff, but it's not like there's much modern stuff coming out. But yeah, I've always enjoyed Tribe Called Quest. I heard the news today. I was bummed out about it. One of the sort of, in my opinion, one of the pioneers of hip hop, and you know, it's more than just like when you think about what hip hop's become now. Bands like a Tribe Called Quest are almost like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or something like that, like kind of the one of the pioneers of a genre. So it's not, this isn't like Lil Wayne dying. This is, to me, it's one of the classic artists of a different genre. I was bummed to hear the news today. So yeah, I am a Tribe fan.
All right, that's a. It happened in threes again, though. Three very different types there. With him, Joe Garagiola today, and Rob Ford yesterday. So there's your three. I don't know what those three would have in common, even a little bit. But that's what's happened over the last 2 days. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Nicholas said, miss Monday and Tuesday. Shout out to SFA men's basketball. Great run. They were 1.4 seconds from the Sweet 16. Could have beat Wisconsin also. They were fun to watch. They were fun to watch. That was a fun team. They got unlucky against Notre Dame. I think that would have been fun to watch in the next round. But and now your coach is going to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So you guys had a good run, though, for 3 years. And how do you think he'll do at Okie Light?
I don't know. I think that's a tough place to win. I mean, it's not impossible, but I think it's going to be difficult. I think that it if everything goes right, they could – become sort of a semi-regular tournament team. I don't think the ceiling there is super high, but if that's one of those, to me, it's a program where if you end up in the Sweet 16 every 5 or 6 years, you're doing all right.
Yeah, well, you're always going to be sort of behind OU, Kansas, Texas,
right.
No matter what. Probably West Virginia too, but I don't think you really recruit against them, so it's not that big a deal. But especially while Baylor's good now. I mean, it's not an easy job, but I think it's a good hire for him because if he can do anything like what he did there, he'll make him competitive. Speaking of Oklahoma State, we didn't get to this yesterday. But did you see what Mike Gundy said about the Longhorn Network and the Big 12 and all of that?
Nobody seems to like that Longhorn Network. I'm sure that there are people who within the University of Texas that don't really like that Longhorn Network because it's been generally looked at as a failure.
That's what Gundy called it.
But if it's such a failure, why does Gundy even care?
Well, he says, if we don't eliminate the Longhorn Network and create our own network, they're going to continue to have issues with the league. You don't have a Big 12 network. You have a network within the league that people consider a failure.
Okay.
Says everything is based on marketing. Right now, the Big 12 is not getting the marketing we need because of the Longhorn Network. Now, nobody wants to hear that, but You're getting the SEC network. You're getting the Big 10 network. You're getting the Pac-12 network. Actually, nobody's getting the Pac-12 network. Until we come together as a group, find a financial solution to eliminating the Longhorn Network, there will be issues.
Okay.
That's his take. My take
again,
is...
Again, if it's a failure, why? What's the concern? Let's also remember Mike Gundy. What he doesn't consider is Oklahoma State is a program within that Big 12 that doesn't really matter to them, to their financial success. The financial success of the Big 12 is relying on two programs, and that's the way it's been for a while, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So I think what I'd probably say is more likely is that there's an OU network than there is the discontinuation or whatever you want to call it of the Longhorn Network. I think that's
It's not going anywhere because that's a long-term deal that they signed with ESPN. And, hey, it's not a great network. It's got too much stuff like swimming and crap like that that nobody cares about. But the truth is, ESPN made that deal. And the Longhorn, if you're UT, you're not turning that away.
Of course not.
And why can't the rest of the Big 12, why can't they participate in their own network?
I don't get it.
Is there a rule in there that they can't do that?
No.
I don't think networks are necessarily the answer either, because that Pac-12 network hasn't worked out. And you ever watch the Big Ten network?
I watch it sometimes for games.
It's probably more interesting for basketball because actually we'll have some decent basketball games occasionally. But I don't watch it for football.
Yeah,
because
they're usually putting the bad football games there.
And bad Big Ten games are as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
So the only thing it is if you can get it into markets where people will buy it and it'll be part of the package, and if that's the case, but that's not easy anymore. Go ask the Astros how easy that is.
Yeah.
And that's a professional sports team. And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to glom onto the Longhorn Network because if they started their own, there's no guarantee that it would work out. But I just think whining about that is not very helpful. I mean, I get that they're bitter towards it, but the truth is, you can whine about it all you want. If I'm Texas, I'm saying, hey,
yeah, you want to go ahead and create a cowpoke network? Go for it, bro.
Yeah, be my guest.
Yeah, you'll do great.
Or you guys will make go get with Tech and Baylor and TCU and create your own little network. Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
And no one's watching it either.
But if I'm Texas, I'm like, I'm making $300 million off this deal. You want, you're lucky that there's a league because of us right now. So, anyway, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we'll give away some more beer pong spots in just a few minutes. Was four too many for the intern to handle, John, or did that work out okay?
No, that worked out.
All right.
Got a good intern today. I like that girl.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah. We got a bunch of dummies that intern for us, but this one's good.
I would say about 30% of them are okay this time around.
30%?
Yeah. We got like 10. I'd say there's about three of them that don't
suck.
Yeah,
I'll give you that, 30%.
So
that's probably about right.
Mark asks, with their recent slump and injury to Crawford, what are the odds of Blackhawks make it to the Stanley Cup Finals? I'm not ruling those guys out. I would say the West is always tough, but I will have my predictions here pretty soon because I'll probably I guarantee you I will have a future bet on Chicago if the odds are high enough.
My fantasy team falling apart in the
Yeah, that's not good here. Because you're supposed to win that league.
Yeah.
And I got knocked out by my wife last week, which has really ticked me off. And now she's losing too. So if y'all both lose, and I'm going to be disgusted with both of you.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. My team is – I've only lost twice all year.
And
I'm well on my way to my third defeat.
Yeah, I'm in – I am in the playoffs in the other two leagues that I put together. So I'm leading in one, and I'm barely trailing in the other. So I like my chances of getting to the finals in those two. So even if I don't win this league, I feel like if I win two leagues out of three, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Tanner says there is an OU network. They use the same feed as Fox Sports Southwest, but the programming changes in Oklahoma to all OU shows.
What I mean is a network where they're getting paid an exorbitant amount of money
right.
to only show their stuff.
Let's
face it, any other university that got approached with that offer, that opportunity, would jump at it. Am I wrong?
Of course they would. And yeah, it's hard for me to say to anybody, "Oh, don't take $300 million for us to for us to show you're swimming."
Yeah.
And you're rowing. Okay.
I mean, I can't fault them. That's something that I would definitely do.
And you know what? If it makes them a little more arrogant than usual, so be it. If you're really asking them to go just walk away, let's make this a Big 12 thing and share the money with you. Not a chance in hell.
Right. Well, we can either get this $300 million by ourselves, or we can divvy it up 10 ways. $300 million versus $30 million. And then not only that, but not only are – and let's – again, this is why I say Oklahoma could do it. What school has a fan base that's anywhere near what Texas and Oklahoma have in the Big 12? Does Iowa State – or Kansas State deserve the same piece of pie that Texas and Oklahoma get?
No.
Of course. Does Baylor?
TCU? No. Sorry.
So I understand why they don't want to share that big chunk of dough.
Yeah, and I would say, sure, if you want to make this a Pac-12 network, you know, we'll call it the Longhorn Pac-12 network, or Big 12 network, and we'll run Longhorn stuff when we want to, and then we'll throw your stuff in there too. So we can show some crap games on here that people want to see, and we keep all the money. If you want,
if you want marketing exposure,
yeah,
we'll throw on that that Kansas State versus Kansas golf match this weekend.
Sure,
no problem.
Sure, we got nothing else going on. It's either that or a replay of the Shaka Smart show from early March. But
I think we can make time for that program. Yeah,
so I don't blame them, but I think the other guys just need to quit whining. The truth is, other than Oklahoma, almost every other school in that conference would not be in a major conference if Texas didn't hold this thing together with their network. And if Texas has gone to the Pac-12, Oklahoma would probably gone, and everybody else would be sitting there in the equivalent of the American Conference. Sorry, but that's just what it is. So be happy you're in a conference, and stop whining about it, Mike. And I like Mike Gundy. I do. He's a man.
He's 40.
Well, he's about 47 now, I think. That's been a while since he did that. Closer to 50, I bet.
Come after me!
Yeah, so we are, just so you know. We're coming after you. But it just comes off as whiny. WA wants to know, what are the odds the Manning family owns an NFL team in the next 5 years? They got to sell an awful lot of pizzas.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they're that interested, honestly.
I think Peyton might someday be interested in trying to be John Elway and run a team.
Maybe.
But I don't know about owning one. From K. Jeffrey, what are the
owners? You got to remember, NFL owners aren't multimillionaires. There's a B.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a billionaire. And Peyton Manning's got a lot of dough. He's a multimillionaire. But I don't think Peyton Manning's a billionaire.
No, no. Now, who knows? I mean, he owns all these distributorships and John's. He may be getting there. But Nick asked, do you think Kansas basketball could land them a decent conference if the Big 12 disbanded? That might be the one thing that would save Kansas.
Yeah.
Although,
because there's some conferences, I mean, hell, the ACC barely cares about basketball, or they barely care about football.
Right.
You know, most of the football programs in that league suck, and they're over it. Unfortunately, that conference is filled up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they
That's the problem. Everything is pretty much full at this point, except for the Big 12. Yeah, so I don't know. K. Jeffrey asked, what are the odds LeBron is trying to become the enemy of the league again so he can leave Cleveland? Yeah, if he decides to leave Cleveland, I don't have a problem with that. He went back. He gave it a shot. I was surprised he went back, considering the ownership, considering they never put the right players around him. So, you know, I don't know if he's trying to be a bad guy, but if he decides to go, I'm not going to blame him. He's running out of career.
Yep.
See, I'm actually defending him today.
Wow. Look at you.
Odds Texas Tech has a better record than UT from 936. For the purposes of our discussion, and I always have to remind people this, the records don't mean anything.
No.
What they do on the field, this is about how much money you bring in. It's about your national footprint.
Who's going to sell more T-shirts at Walmart?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. So
I promise you it's not Texas Tech.
No, and it's not any of those schools, and that's why that's why the conference is the way it is. You guys accepted it that way.
Yep.
And everybody was so happy to just stay in a major conference and keep Texas and OU from going to the Pac-12.
And that's the thing. Let's say if Texas and Oklahoma decide, you know what, well, let's go to the Pac-12. You know what happens to the Big 12? It doesn't exist anymore.
You know what? If Texas and Oklahoma decide, hey, we're going to go to the American Conference, guess what that becomes?
That becomes a power conference.
Right.
And yeah. Everybody else is left scrambling. The Big 12 is suddenly Conference USA.
Yeah. So, and there's a reason your programs have been able to have success is because they are in that conference and they've had those opportunities. But nobody's going to come knocking on the door for TCU or Baylor if that conference falls apart.
And those teams that have had so much success on field, you'll quickly learn how little that really matters. Because, like you said, no one is going to beat down – A, no one's going to beat down the door for small private church schools. It's not going to happen. And B, no one's going to beat down the door for you know, teams that are out in the middle of nowhere that no one cares about, like Lubbock or Manhattan, Kansas, or Ames, Iowa. They're not worried about getting their footprint in those markets. They really aren't. I always feel like a bad guy when I talk about this.
No, but
But
it's just the reality of it.
If you want to, I mean, it's not my opinion. It's not me who thinks like, well, Texas and Oklahoma should get all the way they want it because they're the best football teams. No, that doesn't matter. They have the biggest fan bases. They bring in the most money.
And every major conference has schools like that.
Of course they do.
Yeah, and when we always talk about the best jobs, it's always the Alabamas and LSUs and Floridas that carry the SEC.
Yeah.
And
let me tell you, if USC
Ohio State and Michigan and those guys.
USC
in the
and UCLA and Oregon pull out of the Pac-12, all of a sudden that conference isn't quite as sexy as it was, you know? I mean, they probably still find a way to function, but there's certain – every conference has some bell cow programs that they rely on. You know, that's not just the Big 12. The difference is the Big 12 is barely a conference as it is. You know, if they lose one or both of those programs, it's not a conference. It's just not. You know, if the ACC lost Florida State tomorrow, which is probably their bell cow football program, they lost Florida State, they'd find someone who could replace Florida State and they'd be okay. If the Big Ten lost Ohio State, it'd be a lot different conference, but they'd find a way to move on.
Because they still had Michigan.
Right. Yeah. You know, but there's the drop-off from that Texas OU tier down to the next tier as far as – and again, this isn't on field. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm talking about programs that are viable money-making programs. It's a pretty big drop-off, especially once Texas A&M and Nebraska left, because that was probably number 3 and 4. And when they left, it almost crippled the viability of the conference outside of those top two programs.
And just, you know, speculating out, if the Big 12 were to break up, let's say Texas and OU were to leave and go to the Pac-12,
right.
You know what? A lot of those teams wouldn't, I mean, they wouldn't even get in Conference USA. I mean, the AAC, they'd wind up in Conference USA.
Yeah.
They're not even good enough to get into that. Once without that connection, they're not good enough to get into that conference or even the Mountain West. That's what I would be concerned about. And that's why you just you deal with it, Mike Gundy.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. I know some of you probably just got off work and you're saying, man, today sucked. I really hate my job. And, you know, I guess it's what day of the week? You got paid last week and you're probably saying, man, I'm almost out of money already. This money's going too fast. There's just not enough. You need a change, my friends. MyComputerCareer.edu. Everyone's got buddies in IT. Everyone who does knows that those friends are making pretty good dough. There's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will help work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's guys hiring all over the city, companies hiring IT guys all over the city. To get these jobs, you got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get those, mycomputercareer.edu. And I know what you're thinking. It's going to take too long to go back to school. Nah, not with My Computer Career. It takes less than a year, in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step in changing your life and making more money. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Guys, got to tell you about My Computer Career. I know some of you probably just got off work and you're saying, man, today sucked. I really hate my job. And, you know, I guess it's what day of the week? You got paid last week and you're probably saying, man, I'm almost out of money already. This money's going too fast. There's just not enough. You need a change, my friends. MyComputerCareer.edu. Everyone's got buddies in IT. Everyone who does knows that those friends are making pretty good dough. There's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will help work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's guys hiring all over the city, companies hiring IT guys all over the city. Get these jobs, you got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get those, mycomputercareer.edu. And I know what you're thinking, it's going to take too long to go back to school. Nah, not with My Computer Career. It takes less than a year, in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step in changing your life and making more money. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
This year for your birthday or any other time for gift giving, go for something you haven't tried before. Check out my friends at Deep South Barrels and ask for your own personalized aging barrel. Complete your liquor cabinet and age your spirits to taste. It's one of my top discoveries of the past year, and I want you to join in on the experience. DeepSouthBarrels.com in Pearland. Use promo code Hoffman and you'll receive 10% off your complete order. That's DeepSouthBarrels.com, promo code Hoffman.
At Texas Mattress Makers, you can pick your discount this Easter. Just our way of saying, Happy Easter. Get fitted with the right bed and then play and win for even bigger discounts anywhere from 5 to 50% off factory prices. Only from the sleep experts at Texas Mattress Makers. Handcrafted quality materials, it's all there for you to see at factory direct prices. Make it an Easter to remember. Visit them at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. TexasMattressMakers.com, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Tell them Fred Fowler sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live quarter horse racing returns to Sam Houston Race Park this weekend. Join me and the ESPN 97.5 road crew in the special ESPN 97.5 section Saturday from 6 until 8. We'll have a handicapping contest. Everyone's welcome to play, watch, wager, and win with Sam Houston Race Park and ESPN 97.5. I'm guessing I'm not going to get a giveaway sheet for that, so I'll just give them away whenever I'm ready.
Yeah, she never got back to me yet.
I know what to tell the people. So, you know what? We'll do it right now. Caller number 10, you get 4 tickets to Sam Houston Race Park Saturday night to hang out with me, watch a little quarter horse action, and make a bunch of money. How's that? 713-780-ESPN. And as usual, whenever we get into this conference talk, people are like, what are the odds UH can get to a better conference? I'm in the minority on this. I like UH in the conference they're in.
Dude, you have the best chance of going undefeated in that conference.
You have
the best chance of getting that
bowl
game.
They have access to a big bowl game, and they're high enough profile that they can get a decent matchup, which they did. And not only that, if everything falls right with some of the way their schedule is, you get there in the right year. If they were to run the table, then they might actually be a playoff contender. It's a long shot, but it's a hell of a lot longer shot if you wind up in a different conference.
Yeah, is it? And maybe I'm different, but if you're at that level of a non-Power 5 program, where if you're at that Boise State level or where UH is trying to get to,
probably throw BYU into that mix.
Okay,
they're kind of a different animal, but they're pretty close.
Well, they're an independent, so
but they're still non-Power 5.
But if you're one of those, and you feel like if you go undefeated, you might not get in the college football playoff, but you're going to get in that big money bowl game at the end of the season. Is that better than playing in the Big 12 or the Big 10 and going 6-6, 7-5, and playing in the Chicken Bowl? I mean, where would you rather? What would you rather your program?
And that's the thing. I'd rather than be where they are. And not only that, I think,
because no matter what happens, if you put UH in the ACC or the SEC, UH will never be Alabama or LSU.
Your best hope is that once every 5 years you have a run like Ole Miss did, and Ole Miss didn't even win it.
Yeah,
that's your best hope. And
sometimes it's better to be the big man on campus than to be a small fish in an ocean.
Yeah, and Texas said, I see what you're saying, but that means Herman walks. Well, that's life, unless you're one of the elite of the elite programs. And guess what? Even if they got into, let's say the Pac-12 came tomorrow and said, hey, we want UH. Well, if Charlie Strong screws up next year, do you think he's staying at Houston because they're in the Pac-12, or is he going to Texas?
Yeah.
So, to me,
there's always a better job.
Yeah, there's always going to be a better job. And you know what? Hey, enjoy him while you got him. I mean, that's what you should be doing instead of worrying about, oh, let's get another conference and let's do this. Enjoy. That was fun last year. If you didn't enjoy that, would you have rather had that or been Texas Tech last year? That's just me. And plus, that's a good basketball conference. This guy, if he can get that program turned around in basketball, they're going to be able to be a decent tournament team at some point, because that's a good conference with UConn and Cincinnati and some of those programs. All right, let's try Brandon.
Yeah, in a season where UConn and Cincinnati were kind of down.
And
Temple.
Temple.
I mean, you're still a pretty good basketball conference.
And those guys. SMU was in there and couldn't even play.
Right.
So,
although I don't know how good SMU will be when they're not cheating.
Yeah.
I imagine that they'll kind of be middle of the pack.
Probably so. Let's grab Brandon real quick. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. It's not really college related, but I was wondering, what are the odds that Johnny Manziel goes to the Dallas Cowboys?
I think zero.
Yeah.
I think if they were interested in him, he'd be there already. I think the Cowboys are doing the smart thing and saying, no thanks. They realize that they need somebody that's a reliable backup behind Tony Romo, who is now what we can consider oft injured. And when you think of reliability, you don't think of guys who have drinking problems, are castaways after 2 years, 2 years removed from being a first-round draft pick, maybe hit a woman. I mean, if you're getting rid of Greg Hardy for his issues, why would you want to bring in Johnny Manziel when Greg Hardy's a significantly better talent than Johnny Football? It doesn't make sense.
Jerry Jones has all but come out and said, we're not interested. He said he'd like to help him, but he's not going to sign him.
Yeah, I think there was some interest with Jerry Jones initially, and then I think the other brains in that organization said, hey, listen, I know you'd sell some jerseys, some blue number 2 jerseys, but this is not worth it. Reconsider. And I think he's done the smart thing and reconsider.
512 says, about the Speed Read Acing Racing, going to make great use of the four-pack of tickets I just won. Thanks. Well, congratulations. We'll see you out there. But you know what? You could speed listen to the new version of Acing
Racing. How long is that thing?
It's about an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, so, yeah. That's faster than you can read it.
Yeah, and it's available on podcastarena.com. It's also available on gowmediapublishing.com. And our gambling book's less than 3 hours if you want to get some tips before you play all the basketball games this weekend.
There you go.
All available for the low, low price of $12.99. That's just how we roll. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. But right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Cane Academy. And this is such a cool school. I mean, it's such a cool place. They take at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools and, you know, for a variety of reasons. You know, some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them just things didn't go their way. And you probably know somebody who's dropped out before, and maybe they didn't go back, and maybe things didn't work out for them. Well, that's what Houston Cane Academy does. They take those kids, they give them a second chance, and a lot of them get through. A lot of them go on to do great things. Every day they're changing lives, and they're graduating people who go on to do great things, and you can help. Because sometimes they have to – this is why they need your donations, because sometimes they have to help them with stuff like glasses, sometimes transportation, sometimes they even have to feed these kids. And they do all that, and it gets them through. And you can help. All you have to do is donate that vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll tow it away free of charge. They'll take care of all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.